It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and I'm Tonataka Vila with your 1 p.m. news. The Affirmative Repositioning Movement has officially been registered as a political party by the Electoral Commission of Namibia. AR leader Job Amupanda says Namibia now has a political party for the future and the youth.
It is indeed true. We received confirmation from the ECN that we are officially registered. What that means is that Namibia now has a political party that is led by young, energetic youth with talent and energy and the necessary fortitude and education to take our country forward. That is exciting news. And if there's any young person who didn't have any reason to register to vote, they now have a reason to register to vote. So go out and register. You don't have any excuses anymore. You have a political party for the future. You don't have an excuse anymore. You have a political party of young people. You don't have an excuse anymore. You have a political party that is going to fight corruption and bring about change that is needed in our country.
Then, in a developing story, the driver involved in a tragic accident near Hentis Bay in late 2014, Yandre Dipena, who was found guilty on 6 counts of murder, as well as charges of reckless and negligent driving and driving without a valid license, is appearing in the Swakopmund Regional Court today. His defense is seeking a postponement, citing the recent death of Dipena's long-standing lawyer, who had been handling the case since the beginning. To South Africa now, where the latest AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index plunged to a 59-quarter low of 39 points. PNCA reports that the El Niño-induced harvest contraction in the summer grains and oilseed further drove deterioration in optimism in the agribusiness sector. Senior agricultural economist at F&B Commercial, Paul Makube.
The main drivers of your, you know, downbeat confidence, largely the contraction in summer grains and oil seeds. We know that, for example, maize has dropped by, 20% year on year. That was due to that heat wave early in the year that was as a result of El Nino conditions. Operating conditions in the agriculture sector in terms of logistics and roads, no improvement there. We're still waiting for an improvement to happen there.
Heavy fighting in Sudan hit a new low over the weekend when a maternity hospital in besieged El Fasher city came under attack. The development comes after more than 14 months of fighting between rival militaries in Sudan.
A pharmacy worker on duty in the hospital was among those killed and injured, prompting new calls on Monday from the head of the UN World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, for the violence to stop. In a social media post, Tedros said that the Saudi maternity hospital was the only one providing maternal and child health care in El Fasher, as he called on the warring parties to protect mothers and children at all times and allow them safe access to health care. Calls from the UN and the international community have grown in recent weeks to prevent Sudan from falling into a humanitarian catastrophe. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
And German prosecutors have opened an investigation into 2 people they accuse of trying to blackmail the family of 7-time Formula One champion Michael Schumacher.
Authorities say that the alleged blackmailers contacted employees who were working for the Schumacher family, demanding payment in the quote millions to prevent the publication of private information onto the dark web. Police say to back up their claims, the alleged pair shared certain private files to verify the authenticity of their threat. The suspects are a 53 and 30-year-old father and son who were already on bail for separate crimes, but now both remain in custody. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.